Welcome to the original Freemasons podcast, broadcasting from Waterbury, Connecticut, USA. Follow us on your favorite podcast app or join us live on YouTube. And as always, leave your aprons at the door, my brothers.
Freemasons podcast with your hosts, Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry
and Worshipful Brother Ken.
We're here, new home. We're still trying to work out the bugs and the kinks and all that stuff, so
we're back, baby.
We're back. We're working on it. We're gonna try to upload this at some point so that you guys can see what the new home looks like. Again, yeah, you're pulling on your headphones pretty.
I'm tethered pretty hard here.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get new equipment. We're gonna have to get some new shit in order to. Yeah, you can roll that cart more, can't you?
This is perfect.
Hey, listen, it's a new home. We haven't freaking really set anything up.
So no, this was really a test recording to kind of make a checklist of the stuff that we still need so that we can have a nice, quick, efficient setup and breakdown.
Clearly, I can't sit back, because if I sit back, then I sound like I'm in a freaking fishbowl.
Yeah, and also you didn't realize that was a recliner, and you almost...
Oh, no. Ass over tea kettle. I was shit with myself to the freaking window behind me. Yeah.
These are comfy chairs, but yeah.
You know. I'm not going to lie. I legit panicked when the fucking thing opened. I'm like, holy shit, it's a recliner!
So, you'll all have to let us know how everything looks here.
Video, audio, let us know how it looks once we get this uploaded. You know, I was even thinking, Ken, you could take that freaking the tower home and upload it. You'll bring it to your house, can't you?
Yeah, I'm not putting that in my car and driving it all the way home just to upload a video.
Fair enough. So then...
I'll come by tomorrow with my cable.
Well, we talked about potentially going live tomorrow, didn't we?
Yeah. And really, I mean, our problem here, I don't know why I'm going to go through all the technical details, but we don't really have much else to talk about, so why the hell not? I don't have, like, a Wi-Fi interface, board, shield, whatever.
Said it wrong. It's Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi inside this desktop computer that we built for streaming, so, because we always hardwire it back at Morningstar Lodge, and we can do that here. The problem is the router. We don't have a network drop in this room in our library here at the Waterbury Masonic Temple. And the router is downstairs, so you guys can probably see that next to me there's a giant window here. That window opens on our common room. It's a two-floor kind of common area where we eat dinners and so forth, and the router is on the far side of that, so it's probably, let's see here, best guess, probably 60 yards away. So I'll have to bring my reel of network cable, run it through these windows down one story, and then all the way across the common area until I actually put a real network drop in here.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, though. I'm going to be at the bottom when you go to throw the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Or the cable downstairs.
I'm ready. Rapunzel, let down your long hair.
Let down your Ethernet cable.
Here's the fucked up part. You got your coffee in your hand and mine is on the table way over there.
Well, that is unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
You want me to go get it for you?
I've tried using the force to bring it over, but
no, we're not that cool.
I don't know. Oop, my force isn't strong with me. I don't sleep too well, so maybe that's why.
So I got to make sure I don't put anything on the table that the mic stand is on. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it makes noise.
Yeah, but it's
it's all right.
It's a nice room. It's comfortable temperature-wise up here. The chairs are much nicer.
Chairs are nicer, except for the fact that my feet can't touch the ground.
Yeah.
This is true. See?
Yeah, his feet are just kind of like swinging in the breeze here, which is hilarious to me.
I love it. Oh, I'm going to catch so much shit for that one.
This room's going to be pretty good in the summertime, too. Yeah. It's not going to get as hot and humid as it was up at Morningstar.
Are we sure?
That window doesn't open, unfortunately, but we do have a lot of air-moving devices in here. And
we're in Waterbury now, though. I wouldn't want that window open. Hey, asshole!
Yeah, well, that is the front of the building. Hey, it's town plot. This is like a nice area of Waterbury. It's not
Waterbury's got a nice area.
Not too bad. Waterbury's pretty cool. And we have a brother that...
I mean, I can't really shit on Waterbury. This area is actually nice because, I mean, we did have somebody run over one of the Eastern Star ladies in downtown Seymour. So, I mean...
Yeah. So, doesn't really matter where you are. There's assholes everywhere. Yeah,
pretty much.
We have a brother that is a firefighter. And the firehouse right up the road that services all of this kind of area and everything has a ladder truck. And he's the driver of the ladder truck. So the problem that we have now is that we don't have trains going by, but on occasion, if there's a fire, he'll come screaming by and just lay on the horn if he sees that there's anybody at the lodge. So, you know,
awesome.
That's about all the noise that we get here, though. But yeah, I mean, if we open, it stays pretty cool down in that common room, right? Because it's below grade. So like the warmest it gets down there, especially if I have those fans on and stuff in the summer, is probably close to 70, maybe.
We're going
to
need some mic stands with some arms, though, because this is not going to work. I mean, you got the freaking ghetto gangster lean over there, like you're...
Yeah, this is not good for my back either, by the way.
So what we'll do is we're going to have to get some mic stands that we can stand up, and then the arm comes across our face.
Yep. Yeah.
So we'll
have to we got to add that to the checklist.
Looks like I'm going to Sam Ash at some point.
Yeah, or we can just get some cheapos
and
off
this
of Amazon.
Is killing my back leaning forward right now.
Yeah, this is not...
Killing my back.
Not good. We're too old for this nonsense.
No, definitely.
We have not recorded in a while. We've been...
We took a...
Sabbatical.
2 month hiatus?
Yeah, we've been busy. Look, I mean, the holidays are a rough time, man.
Holidays are a rough time, and on top of that, like, you know, we're moving. You know, we have to perfect what we're doing here and get it all set up. Because at Morningstar, we literally, let's be real, we would show up, and everything was pretty much stupid.
Ready to
like,
go, yeah.
Yeah, stupefied. We literally just had to just show up, turn the lights on, and park our asses. We were up and running within, what? 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
Tops.
I mean, usually we would just, like, you know, might have a beer or smoke a cigarette or something before.
Well, most of the time it was, what are we going to talk about?
Huh? Yeah. And the equipment, but yeah, the equipment was never the constraint. And I think we're doing pretty well here. I think your plan is a good one, which is, like, basically get everything set up.
Yep.
Test it out. Make sure that we have cabling that's long enough and everything. We have a system. Mm-hmm. And then roll it up. Put it on the cart. Wheel the cart out of the room.
Pretty much.
So that we can set up and break down.
Yeah.
Not as easily as that Morningstar, but fairly easily.
Fairly easy. You know, it is what it is, you know what I mean? But, you know, Harmony Lodge was gracious enough to let us come here and do our thing. And I think the chair's got, you know, extensions on the bottom of it so that this...
You just have to get...
They set me up for fucking failure is what they
did. You
just
got to wear heels or wedges or something. You only have like an inch
Studio
or so to go.
Studio 54 platforms?
Yeah. With the fish in it. Waterbury Masonic Temple. I want to shout out to those guys. The Temple Corporation they didn't even bat an eye. They were like, yeah, I say we extend our open arms to the Freemasons podcast.
Speaking of which, we need to record our new entrance.
Yeah, the new intro's got to be done.
My question is, do we keep the same song?
I really like the song. And we're not under any kind of, like, freaking copyright liability, which is good. That's, that makes me very happy. A little lawyer.
I think I'd probably shorten it. The entrance is a little bit longer. I'll probably just do the...
Yeah, we could probably trim it down. But I like the song. I think, you know, it's a catchy tune. It gets stuck in your head.
Yeah.
Right? I hated it at first, and then it kind of grew on me after I... listened back to a couple of our episodes. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty... that's George. Like, you can see George singing that in the 80s.
Yeah, with long hair.
Yeah. Yep. Your hair band. Nah, there ain't no hair there. Keep trying, Sparky.
Yeah, so we gotta change that intro.
Yep. So that's a problem. We definitely need mic stands.
Must be nice to be able to drink coffee.
Yeah. If only you had some. Especially considering I didn't bring this coffee.
I mean,
you brought it for me, too.
What you can't see on the camera
is
the,
Cover me for a minute.
Dude, it's like you know what it looks like? It reminds me of, you remember Mission Impossible where they had all the lasers across the freaking room? That's basically what the wires look like right now. There's just wires just streaming all over the place. Because again, we weren't even planning recording right now. We were literally just gonna set it up to make sure, check our sound levels, make sure we were good to go and all that stuff. We had zero intention to even record.
Yeah. But here we are.
It's
been a while.
We don't have to do a full hour. We could probably just do like a half hour.
No, there's no way. There's no way. We got to make our checklist too.
So I think.
You know, the mic cables look. I think we got enough distance, right?
Well, yeah. So the mic cables were I got the two better mic cables that are longer for you and me. And who's ever going to sit there, be Joe or a guest or whatever the case may be. I have the shorter one to go there because the couch is literally, you could actually, in the camera, you could see the arm of the couch. The couch is right there. Again, we'll have to move and tweak.
Yeah, the camera will have to go back a couple feet. We're going to see the arm of the couch here.
Yeah, we're going to have to fiddle with the camera and all that stuff. The only thing we got to really look into is
a better multi-headphone.
It's actually working good now. Did you notice that?
I don't think there's any noise.
There's no noise. There's no interference. Remember, it was like, it used to make all kinds of freaking noises and shit. The only thing we got to do is we got to get you longer headphone wires. My headphone wires are pretty long.
So maybe that multiplexer is probably fine. It's just the cable length has to change.
Because Joe's headphones are even shorter than yours.
So will those reach over to the couch? No. Okay.
So remember, we were having problems at Morningstar when it was literally 10 feet away from him. Not even less than that. Like, he was the center guy because his headphones cables were too damn short. So
I'll get a good quality shielded phono cable. I'll have to look at what the other side of that multiplexer is, and then we can just extend the multiplexer out.
Right.
And if you have it kind of like out in the middle of the room here, everybody's
Well, that's what I was thinking. That's what I originally had in my head was I wish there was a way that we had a wire that would come over to here, multiplexer over here, split, that would go to your headphones, my headphones. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you just buy one extension cable.
Right.
And then you plug your multi-head thing into the extension cable wherever it makes sense. I don't know. We got a couple of things we got to figure out.
Definitely a longer whatever the green goblin there on the floor, the power strip that's got a timer on it for Christmas lights or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I don't know why we have that.
We had that one. Well, the other one is the one we usually used, right?
Yeah.
Because everything was tight and compact and hidden underneath the dais that we were, or the dais, whatever you would call it. I don't know. What do you call it, Ken? Dais.
Was like a bar.
Bar.
we were not
elevated. We had all the wire and everything hid underneath there, so everything was pretty much right at our feet. That was actually, I brought up, I don't even know where the hell I got it from. I brought that up to plug in the light behind us over here, the Freemasons podcast thing. So that was just like an extra one that I had. But when we were sitting up here, I found out the green one had a longer cable.
Yep.
So I think they sell ones that have a longer
cable. Okay. I could definitely find one on Amazon. And we only have a few things, it looks like, that we're going to need to plug into it. So not a big deal. Monitor mount, we got to deal with that.
I apologize for yawning every 5 seconds. I don't sleep very well anymore.
If only you had some coffee.
Or weed. I'm kidding. Coffee.
I don't think that's going to help.
So, anyway, this is it. I got to find some way to get that musket into the scene, too.
It is a pretty cool musket.
It is a pretty cool musket. I mean, that barrel's meant to shit. You could probably never fire it again, but...
No, definitely not. That's a family heirloom from one of our brothers. I think it was in his family for a while, and he donated it to the library because in a fancy Masonic library, it's not complete without a musket on the wall. Ah, there's Puppet George. Hopefully I set the video resolution right, and this doesn't end up looking like garbage when we upload the video. I think I set it right. I turned off the noise suppression, so you're welcome. It's been a while since he had a hand up his butt. Oh, Puppet George. He's not saying anything.
No.
Just kind of mouthing and gesticulating in my general direction. Yep. So might it be.
Yeah.
Yep, so we've got some work to do. I don't know if maybe they can see the red phone that's over there next to you. I can't tell if that's in frame or not. We got the presidential red phone.
No,
it's not in the frame. Yeah.
Nope.
With a little red light. Yeah, it's pretty. Fits well in this nice room.
Mm-hmm.
I think it actually works too, right?
It's plugged in. It does. Yeah, it's our landline.
Really?
Yeah. We call each other from them. Sometimes we all have it in our phone, so we'll call the library to see if there's any brothers up here on like an off day.
Guess what we can do now?
What?
New segment.
Prank calls!
Prank calls from the red phone.
Yeah. We could do prank calls on the red phone.
We could do that. Or we could have people call us on the red phone on the landline. Can you reach from there? Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. Listen to that 1970s dial tone. All right. I like it. I like the idea.
Prank calls from the red phone.
Yep. We'll have to rig something up.
Yeah. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. Once we figure out the cabling situation so that my back's not all jacked up, this is going to be good.
You'll be fine.
Y'all hear that? That's a well broken in leather chair.
I'll right tell there. You what, though. It's going to be bad. Somebody rips ass in here. You go.
Oh, I'm picking up a little bit of noise from the fans on the computer, too. I think you hear that background noise? Because there's no fans running in here. I think it's just the mic is probably picking up some fan noise from the...
Probably.
Behind your head from the wall. It's probably reflecting off of it a little bit. We can fix that.
I don't think it's that big a deal, though. I mean, unless you're really paying attention to it. I don't think you're paying attention to it, but if you're listening to this, let us know.
Here, shut up for a second and let me look at the levels over there. Oh, it's not bad.
No, it's quiet. It's not bad at all.
It's going to be okay, I think. Let's turn noise suppression back on and tweak the settings correctly this time.
Farted.
Jesus Christ. Well, for the Freemasons podcast.
Yeah. I think we shut down. We're not doing much.
I think so, too. My back's really starting to ache now.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. Like I said, this is our little pilot episode of the new home. So
I'm going to fire up the inexplicable air fryer that's over here on my table.
Could you imagine if we're just sitting
here? You want some chicky nuggies?
We're just talking like, about a random subject, and somebody just opens the drawer and starts pulling out little strips of bacon. All you hear is...
Yeah. I don't know why we have random appliances in here. Some of them make sense. We've got the espresso maker that Worshipful Brother Joe installed. We've got like an ice bucket over there, and then we've got an air fryer.
Yep.
I don't know what the intent is here because we're not supposed to eat in this room. So.
All right, Kenny. What do you say?
Yeah.
I think we're good.
I'm spent.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right.
For the Freemasons podcast, I'm Right Worshipful Brother Jordan Mudry saying goodbye.
And I'm Worshipful Brother Ken signing off.
Have a good one, everyone.
Enjoy.
I gotta poop.
Yeah. Oh, this fucking rat's nest of wires. How do I get out of here?